This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لعل الله اطلع على أهل بدر فقال اعملوا ما شئتم فإني قد غفرت لكم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers and elders, it forms part of our basic Islamic history that you and I be well informed and acquainted with the campaigns and the battles that were fought in the golden era of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bukhari Sharif, second volume, Kitabul Maghazi, Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu anhu was asked, Kam ghazan nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min ghazwatin? How many campaigns did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically participate in? So he said, 19. The second question that was posed to Zayd ibn Arqam, Kam ghazawta anta ma'ahu? In how many campaigns did you join the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said 17. The third question posed to Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu anhu, فَأَيُّهُمْ كَانَتْ أَوَّلُ, which was the first battle and the first campaign in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam participated? To which he replied, Al-Usayra, which in essence refers to Badr. Now, as Muslims, as I said, it is basic Islamic history that we know Badr was the first battle fought, and for the record, Badr was fought in the holy month of Ramadan. It was the 12th of Ramadan when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam marched, and it was on the 17th of Ramadan, a Friday, where the full-scale war took place. My first introduction to the Battle of Badr, which I will never forget, will live with me for the rest of my life, was a very unique and a very strange one. And I guess there are certain things that have indelible impressions in your mind, and they live with you and they will die with you. As a little child, I came to the masjid, I'm talking a good 20 years ago, and this happened to be at a time, and I will not forget this imam, may Allah reward him. There were two Muslim soccer sides. One called themselves the Badriyin. One of the soccer sides called themselves the Badriyin. I was a little child, 8, 9 years old. I didn't understand soccer. Well, that I don't understand now also. But I didn't understand the auspiciousness of Badr and what Badr entailed. You think I'm loud and outspoken. If I recall that man ascending that pulpit, I had the opportunity this year when I was in the UK and I was addressing a large audience, and after the talk I spotted him in the crowd. And I said, this man I will never forget. I advanced to him, he came to me. Obviously I changed since that time, but he did not change. I made him out, I said, are you not so and so? He said, yes. I said, well, Moran, let me tell you, since that day I've never forgotten you. Things have changed. He came on, and was he furious? Was he angry? And he explained that naming a soccer team is what an insult it constitutes. What an insult it constitutes to the sacred privilege that was afforded to the participants of Badr. Allah referred to Badr in the 10th juz of the Quran. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا يَوْمَ الْفُرْقَانِ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Those who bring iman on what we have revealed on our servant and that which we sent upon him on the day of Badr. On the day which Allah referred to as Furqan. What is Furqan? The day that separated truth from falsehood. The day when the two armies met. Now make no mistake, the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, and one of the distinguishing qualities of the Quran is that Allah refers to it as Al-Furqan, the book that separates truth from falsehood. Likewise, in this verse, Allah refers to the Battle of Badr, which was fought in the holy month of Ramadan. Allah refers to it also as Yawm al-Furqan. And then Allah goes on to explain what had happened on this particular event in the month of Ramadan. إِذْ أَنْتُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ الْقُصْوَى وَالرَّكْبُ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. The Muslims were closer to Badr because they were in Medina. The polytheists of Mecca had left from Mecca. They were rather far. And there was a caravan that was traveling on the coast. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba that, you know what, there is a heavy caravan laden with goods, and perhaps Allah has destined this caravan for you. So they left out with the intention to intercept this caravan, and with no intention of war. Again, this was not a provocation from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but rather it was a reaction to the previous provocations. The simple provocation that had happened prior to the Battle of Badr is that which is known as Ghazwa Badratul Ula. A person by the name of Kurz ibn Jabir, who came from Makkah, and he raided some of the pastures and the grazing fields of the Muslims. He stole the camels of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he fled with it. When the Muslims were informed, they put chase behind him till they came to a place called Safwan. At that stage, they retrieved the camels, but he had fled for safety. So this was known as the first Badr or the small Badr, and obviously the hostility had continued. Anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells the Sahaba that this caravan is coming, and perhaps Allah has destined it. So the Sahaba leave ill-equipped, not planning a war ahead. But the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was different, as the Quran goes on to say, that إِذْ أَنْتُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ الْقُصْوَى وَالرَّكْبُ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَوْ تَوَاعَدْتُمْ لَاخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي الْمِيعَادِ وَلَكِنْ لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا. That Allah did not make it that this war took place on an agreed time. Allah said, had you debated a date, then perhaps you would have argued in the date and the war would have never taken place. So I made it such that you came out on a different intention. And when Abu Sufyan was coming with his caravan, and he heard that the Muslims are coming to intercept this caravan, he sent a message to Makkah, and he told Abu Jahl that, you know what, if you want to protect your caravan, then you better equip your men and send, otherwise all your wealth is gone. So Abu Jahl then prepared an army of 1,000 people, well equipped. Now the Quran addresses this particular scenario in the following way, that the Muslims had to face either with the caravan of Abu Sufyan, intercept this, and that will be a handsome return for them, lot of monetary gain and not much of battle, or then they will have to face the army that is well equipped of Abu Jahl. And Allah said, وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ. When Allah had promised you that one of the two groups were going to be yours, either Abu Sufyan's caravan or Abu Jahl's army. And then Allah said, in your heart, you wanted Abu Sufyan's caravan because there was wealth in it and there wasn't much to fight. But Allah wanted the latter for you to engage the strong army. Allah said, وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Make no mistake, this is the month of Ramadan. We are talking 12th of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves. وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَ. In your heart, you were optimistic that you challenged the army that was not well equipped. But Allah wanted it differently. Allah wanted it differently. And Allah wanted you to contend with these people so that the strength of the Muslim comes to surface. Now look at the planning of Allah. إِذْ يُرِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنَامِكَ قَلِيلًا. Everything is in the planning of Allah. To add to the zeal of the Muslims, Allah showed a vision to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the disbelievers, in which their figures were reduced. Their figures were shown to him very little, so that it can add to the zeal and the spirit of the Muslims that they are not big in number. وَلَوْ أَرَاكَهُمْ كَثِيرًا لَفَشِلْتُمْ. And Allah said, if I had to show you prior to the war the numbers were big, then perhaps you would have become reluctant, you would have become skeptical. And this again, the scholars have also referred to in the wisdom, you know, nowadays they talk of therapy and they talk of psychological implications. If you see where Allah speaks about fasting in the Quran, then Allah uses the phrase that I have made fasting compulsory upon you for a few days. Allah doesn't say for a month. Whereas we know it is a month, it is one lunar month. The scholars of tafsir explain that the reason Allah adopted this approach is to psychologically lighten the burden. It's a matter of few days. Ayyaman ma'dudat. And really speaking, my brother, you tell me, in comparison to 11 months, is not 28 or 29 days little days? Undoubtedly, it is few days. Compared to 365 days, 29 days are few days. Be it as it may, this is the vision shown to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they are made to see that the Muslims were also few, so that they said, oh, this is a muscle for us. We will swallow them in one muscle. In this way, they advance. In fact, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, when we stood on the plains of Badr, which was the Friday, the 17th of Ramadan, I looked at the numbers of the kuffar. I tapped my friend. I said, arahum sab'een. I think they are about 70. What do you feel? So he said, no, I think they are 100. And wallah, they were 1,000 in number. They didn't look to us in any, as a formidable nation. They didn't look in any numbers to us. This was part of the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Jahl comes out with his woman, wine, drummers that they will party. And to add to their spirit, the devil comes out. What does the devil come? He comes in the form of Suraqa ibn Malik. And he says, I am here with my people and we will support you. La ghaliba lakum al-yawma min an-nas wa inni jarul lakum. You will never be defeated. We will support you and throughout the way we will aid you. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ نَكَصَ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْ. When the actual battle took place, the full-scale war broken out, then the devil seen the malaika descending, so he decided to flee the battle. So Abu Jahl said, oh Suraqa, where are you off to? He says, hey, I can see things which you don't see. I see things which you don't see. Anyway, the Prophet ﷺ leaves. What was the condition of the Sahaba? They had 70 camels and 2 horses. There were 313 in number. One horse belonged to Miqdad ibn Aswad radiyallahu anhu, and one horse belonged to Zubair ibn al-Awam radiyallahu anhu. The 70 camels were 3 people to 1 camel, had to alternate and rotate. It was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Lubaba and Ali radiyallahu anhu. 3 were alternating on 1 camel. When it was the time for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to walk and for the respective Sahaba to mount on, they would politely decline and they would say, oh Prophet of Allah, it's not on. That you walk and we ride, we are comfortable to walk and you go on riding. Look at the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, ma antuma bi aqwa minni. To start off, you are not stronger than me. And number 2, I am not less in need of reward than you. I'm not less in need of reward. Just as you need that reward, so do I need it. I ask you, my brother, if the Prophet of Allah, whose entry into Jannah was confirmed, but he did not leave any opportunity where he could capitalize and increase his reward. And what were his words? I'm not less in need. I'm not independent from reward. I need it equally like you. So you will ride and you will walk. I will ride and I will walk. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves. He consults with the Sahaba. Miqdad ibn Aswad stands up and he said, oh Prophet of Allah, imdi lima amaraka Allahu ta'ala. Go ahead and diligently comply what the order of Allah is. From our side, just for your safety, for لا نقول لك كما قال قوم موسى لموسى. We will not desert you at the critical moment, say that it is Ramadan, we are fasting, the heat is intense, the numbers are... No, no, we will stand on your side. We will stand on your side. Nay, we will tell you, نقاتل عن يمينك وعن شمالك ومن بين يديك. We will defend you from every angle. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted this. He was the spokesman of the Muhajirin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again engaged the discussion in what he said, Ashiru alayya ayyuhan nas. Listen people, I need some advice. We had come to intercept this caravan, but this thing looks like it's going to lend itself into a mess of war. It is Ramadan. What is your take? So a Sahabi from the Ansar by the name of Sa'ad ibn Mu'az, who was the leader, he realized that these indications were being directed towards him. So he said, oh Prophet of Allah, if I read you correctly, you're trying to ask us. He said, you are right, I am trying to ask you. Now why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam focus his question to Sa'd ibn Mu'az? Because the Ansar had made a pledge of loyalty to support the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam against any invading force. But there was no particular clause in that agreement that if a war breaks out outside Medina, how will they react? But understand that the Sahaba was not a technical nation, that no, the clause doesn't state. The clause doesn't state this here. So technically, legally, I'm off the mark. I walked out clean. Why? Because on one slight technique... No, no, you were dealing with a diligent nation. You were not dealing with technical humans. You were dealing with obedient, those that complied to the order of Allah. So he said, O Nabi of Allah, listen to what I have to say. And trust me, I believe Ramadan, or rather the life of a Muslim, if he can become an embodiment to the declaration of Sa'd ibn Mu'az in the second year of Hijrah, in the month of Ramadan, before the plains of Badr, if that declaration can become a reality in the life of every Muslim, then trust me, Iman has entered you. I must also speak of an ayah. Whenever there's been a crisis in the Ummah, or there's been some situation, I always open the Quran and wallah, Allah always directs me to some guidance. I came across again in relation to the inflammatory remarks and the painful statements that have been made. The verses of the Quran, it is as if it was revealed now. You listen to it and you go into the reference of it. Allah says, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. And this verse was revealed before the Battle of Badr according to the riwayat of Bukhari. Allah said, you will be tested continuously in your health and repeatedly in your wealth. And you will be made to hear very derogatory remarks and very insulting comments from the people of the book. Now what more can I tell you, my brother? You know, wallah, every time, Allah be my witness, every time I've opened the book of my Allah, I have found it loud and clear. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. If you fear me and persevere, you dominate. As the Urdu poet said, وَعْدَهِ غَلْبَهِ مُؤْمِنْ كَ لِيَ قُرْآنْ مَنْ فِرْ جَوْ تُو غَالِبْ نَئِي كُچْ هَي كَسَرْ إِيمَانْ مَنْ. The promise of victory is yours in the Quran. If you still don't see that victory, there is a fault in your faith. There is a fault in your faith. So Allah said, you will be made to hear these things. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. أَذًا كَثِيرًا, inflammatory, derogatory, insulting, painful remarks. Anyway, the Prophet ﷺ then consults. Sa'd ibn Mu'az stands up. Subhanallah, a declaration brimming with iman. He said, Ya Rasulallah, listen to me correctly and politely, and I represent the broader Ansar. These are the sentiments, I am the spokesman. قَدْ آمَنَّا بِكَ وَصَدَّقْنَاكَ. We have brought iman on you and we trust you in and out. وَشَهِدْنَا عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَا جِئْتَ بِهِ هُوَ الْحَقُّ. We don't have an iota of doubt in your teachings. We trust everything that you have brought. أَعْطَيْنَاكَ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ مَوَاثِيقَ وَعُهُودَ عَلَىٰ السَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ. Upon this, we pledge our loyalty, our diligence, our obedience. وَلَعَلَّكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ خَرَجْتَ لِأَمْرٍ فَأَحْدَثَ اللَّهُ غَيْرَهُ. And by the looks of it, you came out with a particular intention, but Allah has intended differently for you. You intended the intercepting the caravan of Abu Sufyan, but plans are turning differently. وَلَعَلَّكَ خَرَجْتَ لِأَمْرٍ فَأَحْدَثَ اللَّهُ غَيْرَهُ. Now from our side, I want to put on record. صِلْ حِبَالَ مَنْ شِئْتَ وَقْتَ حِبَالَ مَنْ شِئْتَ سَالِمْ مَنْ شِئْتَ عَادِي مَنْ شِئْتَ خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا مَا شِئْتَ وَأَعْطِنَا مَا شِئْتَ وَمَا أَخَذْتَ مِنَّا كَانَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْنَا مِمَّا تَرَكْتَ. O Nabi of Allah, befriend our enemies and today they are our beloveds. And severe our beloveds and today they are our enemies. O Nabi of Allah, join ties with whom you want, we have no objection. Severe it with whom you want, we will not frown on your decision. Take from our wealth what you want and return what you want. We swear by Allah, we rejoice what you take, we cry over what you leave. We rejoice over what you take. This statement made me cry from the day I read it till today. We rejoice over what you take and we cry over what you leave. Wallahi la in sirta hatta ta'ti barka al-ghimad. If you walk from here till the furthest border, we will not question you, we behind you. La in ista'radta bina hadha al-bahr. Come and put us in front of the water and say jump, we will jump into the water. Then he said, وَلَعَلَّكَ وَلَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يُرِيكَ مِنَّا مَا تَقَرُّ بِهِ عَيْنُكَ. I don't want to be vocal and I don't want to claim, but I am hopeful that Allah will show you at our hands that which will be soothing to your eye. I don't want to claim before, but I am hopeful from Allah. He will show you at our hands a nation that will never desert you. Then he said, صَبْرٌ عِنْدَ الْحَرْبِ. We are those who persevere in the ferocious battle. صِدْقٌ عِنْدَ اللِّقَى. We honor our agreement when we see the sword before us. Then he said, O Prophet of Allah, فَصِرْ بِنَا عَلَىٰ بَرْكَةِ اللَّهِ. It is the month of Ramadan. It is the day of Jummah. It is the 17th day. In the name of Allah, move. We are following you. Victory is yours. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whole night he made dua to Allah. He cried so much. He cried so much. Today, my brother, I'm afraid the slightly lengthening of Taraweeh is a burden for you. For me, the Friday fast is a burden. Why Friday? I miss my meal after Jummah Salah. And Friday, Sahaba in the month of Ramadan had to contend with an army 1,000 strong in the midst of the battle of Badr. And for me, my Friday fast, hunger. Ya Allah, what is hunger, my brother? How can our abstinence from food impress Allah when He doesn't ever eat? He doesn't, yut'imu wala yut'am. How can it ever impress Allah? But rather it's the disciplinary procedures that Allah wants to see. Allah be my witness, there are few things whenever I cry to Allah. And I, at the time of Maghrib, I cry so much, Allah, have you accepted this broken, shattered? I don't have the words to describe my fast. Abusing of my sight, of my tongue, of every organ of my body. Anyway, the Prophet ﷺ spends the whole night in salah. He makes so much dua to Allah. Allahumma hadhihi Quraishun qad aqbalat bi khuyala'iha wa fakhriha. Allah, here comes the Quraysh in their pride and their arrogance. Allah, you see to them. Then he makes dua to Allah so much that he gets emotional and only he enjoys this relation with Allah. Allahumma in tuhlik hadhihi al-isabatu la tu'bad fil ard. Allah, if you destroy this group of 313, I doubt your name will be taken till the day of Qiyamah. That is only the Nabi of Allah that could address Allah in those words. Allahumma anjiz li ma wa'adtani. Allah, please fulfill the promise that you have made with me. Abu Bakr runs out. He grabs Nabi alayhi salam. Oh Muhammad, it's enough. Your Lord has heard you. He's heard you. Nabi alayhi salam cries. Suddenly there's a smile. He comes out, the riwayat of Fathul Bari. Abshir ya Aba Bakrin. Glad tidings, O Abu Bakr. Ataka Nasrullah. Allah has confirmed in this month of Ramadan, Badr is ours. Hada Jibreelun akhidun bi'inani farasihi. Ya is Jibreel holding onto the reins of his horse. Yaquduhu, can you see him advancing? That morning, as they come, the kuffar take that particular location, which was firm, the ground was firm, the water was there. The Muslims were compelled to take the other side of the battlefield, where it was sandy, so they could not have a good grip on the ground. They had no access to water, difficult for wuzu. Likewise, how do you make iftar? Where do you drink water from? These are the challenges. The devil started infiltrating negative thoughts. وَيُذْهِبْ عَنْكُمْ رِجْزَ الشَّيْطَانِ. If you are in truth in the month of Ramadan, why suffer so much? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the battle, Sa'd comes and he says, أَلَا نَبْنِي لَكَ عَرِيشًا. O Nabi of Allah, can we erect the tent on the mountain and you take shelter in this tent? We'll have Sahaba to patrol you. From there you'll have an overall view of the battle and you can inspire us. And then he goes on to say, فَإِنْ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ وَأَظْهَرَنَا كَانَ مَا أَحْبَبْنَا. If victory comes our way, well, that's what we want. But if it happens to be the other way, then O Nabi of Allah, immediately you will be returned to Medina. And look at how clean his heart was. There are few of our brothers that have stayed behind in Medina. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I don't believe that they have deserted you. I believe that they love you just as much as we love you. That is the beauty and the cleanliness. His head is on the knife. His heart is in the battle. He's in the lion's den. But he equally salutes others and he doesn't entertain negative thoughts. He said, O Nabi of Allah, they will then take you and support you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very happy. This tent was then erected on a mountain. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went in. Utbah comes out from the side of the enemy. He says, Akhrij ilayna min qawmika akfa'ana. O Muhammad, I know it is your people's fasting month. But anyway, here stands the battle. Send out our rivals. We want strong, healthy people. Nabi alayhi salam tells Ali, go out. This is the beauty of Islam. Whenever it came to sacrifice, he put his family forward. When it came to comforts, he puts others forward. This is the difference of Islam. So he said, Ali, go out. Hamza, go out. And Ubaidah ibn Harith, go out. Allah draws this picture in the Quran. هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ اخْتَصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ يُصَبُّ مِّن فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمِ. They go into the battle. Ali radiallahu anhu kills his opponent. Hamza radiallahu anhu kills his opponent. Ubaidah radiallahu anhu had difficulty. He struck his enemy, the enemy struck him. These two sahaba came to rescue. This was the procedure. There was initial combat and then the war would break out. So they came to rescue him. In the process, Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, imagine a fasting man in the mud. Allahu Akbar. And then you know, when I read this, it makes every hair on my body it stand. What do we have to present before Allah when this is how Ramadan was spent previously? My brother, your sacrifice is hunger or thirst, tiredness or fatigue. And Allah is so kind on that also, He will reward you. How sad a comment, how nasty a remark to say it's Ramadan again. How nasty a remark, Ya Allah, why this, why that? The least we can do is, when any non-Muslim asks you about this month of Ramadan, tell him I enjoy it. I have the greatest of pleasure. And if it wasn't for this month of Ramadan, trust me, the distant Muslim perhaps would have never returned to his Lord. It is this month that puts a scarf on that unveiled sister. It is this month that puts a beard on that clean-shaven man. It is this month that brings that sinner back to his Allah and drops him in the ground. If it wasn't for Ramadan, I don't know where would be my Quran and where would be your Salah. Anyway, they go forward. His leg was severed. Sahaba take him. What was his first words? O Prophet of Allah, before I die, I need it from your lips. Am I a martyr? He said, it's my words, you are a martyr. He then takes his last breath and he sings this couplet. فَإِن يَقْطَعُوا رِجْلِي فَإِنِّي مُسْلِمٌ أُرَجِّي بِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَلِيًا. If they severed my leg, so what? It's pain in this world. I'm hoping that after this life, once my last breath leaves, my Allah has that abode prepared for me in Jannat. The battle then breaks out. And the participants of Badr go out. Imam Bukhari and the scholars of Tafsir unanimously agree that the participants of Badr, Nabi alayhi salam said, Allah has looked at this and Allah said, whoever participated, you are in Jannat regardless what you do. The scholars of Tafsir and Hadith write, any dua that will be made after mentioning the names of the participants of Badr, it will be readily accepted. You take their names and make dua, Allah will accept it directly. These were people who fought. What was Nabi alayhi salam's dua just before the battle started? Allahumma innahum uratun. Allahumma innahum hufatun fa'ahmilhum. Allah, these kuffar are well equipped. Allah, my sahaba don't have conveyance, you mount them. Allahumma innahum uratun fa'albishum. Allah, they don't have clothing, you cover them. Allahumma innahum jia'un fa'ashbi'hum. Allah, their bellies are hungry for the whole of Ramadan. Allah, you saturate them. This is the condition with which they went. Allah's Nabi cried the whole day. The battle goes on. Then what happens? Allah sends the malaika. إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ. And we find in the heat too much. And then we have arguments in the musalla. One say on the fan, one say off the fan. One say close the door, one say open the door. One say put it out. And look at where sahaba were in Ramadan. Look at what they were sacrificing. Allah sent the angels. 1,000 angels descend first. Then Allah said, Zubair ibn Awam's turban had a bit of twinge of yellowness in it. So in resemblance to his turban, the malaika descended accordingly. Allah said, then I sent another group of 1,000. And Allah continued till it came to 5,000. Then Allah said, وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ. The only reason of sending those angels was to give you moral support. Otherwise, neither the angels nor you did it. It was me who decided it. وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. That very night, sahaba don't have water for iftar. They don't have water for wuzu. The kuffar took the better location. إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النَّعَاسِ. Allah gave them slumber in the midst of the battle. وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And Allah then sent down rain. The benefit of rain was they had something for iftar, they had something for wudu. The ground that was loose became firm. On the reverse, the ground of the kuffar that was firm became muddy. So it gave the Muslims an upper hand. And then Allah made victory come their way. Allah made victory come their way. I can speak about it much more as it came to the closure. And Abu Jahl, the leader of the kuffar, the Fir'aun of this ummah, the riwayat of Bukhari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and see for me, where is this tyrant, arrogant man? So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, I went and I seen him in the throes of death. He was so arrogant that Fir'aun, as arrogant as he was, when drowning overpowered him, he said, I believe in Allah. This man was so arrogant, when two young boys killed him in the battle of Badr, even at that time he did not repent. So then, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud came to him and he said, are you the tyrant dictator Abu Jahl? He said, yes, have you ever killed a more noble man than me? He still referred to himself as noble. He then severed his head and he brought it and he dropped it by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, هذا رأس عدو الله أبي جهل. Here stands the corpse and the head of the enemy of Allah, Abu Jahl. Nabi alayhi salam said, wallah, is this his head? He said, wallah, this is his head. Nabi alayhi salam then came. It was his practice after battle, he would spend 3 days on the battle. On the third day, he came to the well where the dead corpse of all the kuffar were dropped into the well. The riwayat of Bukhari under Babu Qatli Abi Jahl, second volume. Nabi alayhi salam came to this well. And then he addressed all these dead bodies. And he said, Ya Fulan, Ibn Fulan, O evil tyrant kafir, O so and so, O Abu Jahl, أَيَسُرُّكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَتَعْتُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Would it not be nice if you had obeyed Allah and His Nabi? You would have been enjoying comforts today. هَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا Are you suffering as my Allah had forewarned you? فَإِنَّا قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقًّا Because whatever Allah told us, we are seeing it. So Umar came forward, he tapped Nabi alayhi salam. تُكَلِّمُ أَجْسَادْ لَا أَرْوَاحَ لَهَا O Nabi of Allah, you're speaking to dead corpses. What do they understand? Nabi alayhi salam said, Umar, they understand better than you. They are better than you. Wallah, they are regretting every move of theirs. They are suffering everything they are doing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then said, there were so many things that happened all in this holy month of Ramadan. The issue came about with regards to addressing the captives of the war. Nabi alayhi salam said one hadith, Istawsu bil usara khaira. Listen, these prisoners that have been captured, deal with them gently. The Ansari say, Wallah, whatever food we had, we would first feed it to that kafir prisoner, then we would eat. And most of us were such, we only had one meal, the prisoner ate better than us. Mus'ab ibn Umair, brother, where in the history, in the annals of human history, have you found a nation? We've seen what has happened to prisoners in Iraq, and we continue to see. Where have you seen a nation that dealt so gently with their prisoners, like the likes of Sahaba? Mus'ab ibn Umair's brother, Uzair ibn Umair, he says, I was captured by an Ansari. He used to cook two meals in the morning and the evening, but it was sufficient for one person. He used to give me that meal and he used to eat dates. I told him, but you're the owner. He says, listen, I don't understand anything. My Nabi said, I must be kind. I don't understand anything else. Really, my brothers, this is what had happened in the month of Ramadan. And it is these participants of Badr, as the Quran said, لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ وَقَاتَلُوا Those who participated in the initial stages and presented their lives, and those who came in the latter part, they never can be equal. We make dua to the Almighty Allah, that He give us the ability we receive this month with joy and spirit. We welcome it, we anticipate it, we enjoy it. There needs to be a desire from within, really desperately. I think there is that urge from the soul of every human. When others did this in the month of Ramadan, then our humble abstinence from food and our basic abstinence and complying to an order and living a life of Islam, really it is very little. May Allah accept our month, give us the ability to fast correctly and make it that we come out of this blessed month as different humans and those that have been forgiven. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ